Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Me too. Class, if you'd like to call us and talk with Dr. Sheely, medical doctor, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Sheely, anything new that you'd like to share with our class?
No, I'm just detached from the world.
Yeah. What a mess. What a mess. I don't know. Do you remember me saying, let's say around 8 months ago when they got a new tenant at 1600 Pennsylvania, I used the word stumble bum? Do you remember that?
Yes, I thought you were being kind even then.
Well, there are people who are saying that in the media now. They're not using that exact word, but people are absolutely furious with that guy. The fact that he's gotten so many of us killed, so many citizens killed, he's just not paying attention. People are just saying in the media now that he's got Alzheimer's, he's got dementia, he's not fit. And I just don't understand why he hasn't been handcuffed and escorted out for all the damage he's done, you know, in the last
couple. He should be treated as a traitor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Sheely, I lay awake the last couple of nights, and I was connecting some dots. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to share these dots that I have connected. And it all relates to the China virus. And the stumble bum does not like us using the term China virus.
So that'd be kind in itself, in many respects.
So out of respect, all the respect I can muster, I won't talk too much about the China virus. But anyway, connecting the dots, pieces that I believe are true. This is my interpretation, class. Okay. So I believe that the virus came from China. I believe it was man-made. I believe that the U.S. had involvement with the Chinese to make this virus. And there's nothing that I'm... there you go, right. And there's nothing that I'm saying that I have not said before yet. But when I get toward the end of these dots that I'm connecting, there is a new piece. And it is terrifying. So I believe that the United States and China were involved in this. And the reports are that Fauci had investment in the Wuhan lab in China in creation of this virus. And so did other people. And they have real famous names. And they're very, very wealthy. I believe it was a bioweapon, a mass killer, a genocidal weapon. And this weapon was, I believe, manufactured in China because that's outside of the signatories of the Geneva Convention. China didn't sign on with the Geneva Convention. And the Geneva Convention forbids the manufacturing of and use of bioweapons. So this weapon, I believe, was agreed to by the globalists. You can call it the Unseen Hand. You can call it the Committee of 300. You can call it the globalists. You can call it, there are many names for these people. And the plan, as I see it, would be to kill a lot of people. And the idea was, it would be almost like a fog. And anyone who was in this fog would get the virus, and the weak would succumb initially because of, oh, diabetes, overweight, you know, poor health, etc. They would die first. And then there would be, but it would be spread all over the world. And the way it would be spread to everyone on the planet would be via technology. And the technology would be the carriers, the airlines, the buses, the subways, the high-rise buildings, the shipping of packages. That would be UPS, Federal Express, United Postal Service, etc. And panic would ensue. And the manufacturing of just about everything would be impacted. And the production would be reduced. The supply chain would be crippled. The transportation of the goods and that people buy would be impacted. And the vitamins, the minerals, the chemicals, the fluoride in the water come from China. Ball bearings, O-rings, hydraulic seals, filters come from China. All the water filters that you buy for your whole house water filtration system come from China. Regardless of the brand name on it, they come from China. Then there would be people who would be uninformed, unknowing government types. And they would panic and they would say, mask on, mask off, lockdown, unlockdown. The people would panic. There'd be panic everywhere. Okay. Then there would be the push for vaccinations that were untested. And instead of the lab testing, there would be the field testing. The people would become the test subjects for these vaccinations. And there were only a few companies manufacturing the vaccines, maybe four. Four companies, maybe five in the United States. And then people would... people, celebrities would endorse the vaccines, politicians, celebrities, etc. The president's family got the virus and survived very, very quickly. People were on ventilators, but not Donald Trump and not his son and not his wife. They survived very quickly. So that tells me that there is a cure, but you can't get it. It's for them, the globalists. And then travel would be restricted, and then it would be released. Then it would be restricted more, and then it would be released. Then it would be more restricted. And then the symptoms would start showing up from the vaccine. The people who panicked and got the vaccine, they'd get the blood clots, they'd get the fatigue, and some would die. And then the reports came out that, well, you know, if you get the vaccine, you're going to be dead within 3 years because of the metallic compounds in the vaccinations. And then I think, Dr. Schilling, and here is the final, or one of the final dots of this whole thing. I think, and I have nothing to substantiate this, I have no proof, this is just pure conjecture on my part, that the vaccine will deliver impotence to everyone who gets it. So the plan, as I see it, is to kill as many people as possible, and those that it doesn't get, push them into the vaccination. And those who get that will not be able to reproduce. So I
was
thinking,
close to that anyway because of fluoride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have decreased our average sperm count from 150 million to 40 million, and when it gets to 20 million, we ain't fertile.
And we've talked about this for quite some time, that a lot of the chemicals that are used in water treatment come from China, including fluoride. So I guess the point that I'm trying to make is this is all right in front of our very eyes. It is, if you just... You know how when the police want to solve a crime, they put pictures of people on the wall and they either use push pins to stick pictures on the wall and connect the dots and draw lines from one to the next. So they can figure out who done it. Well, when you put out all of these pieces in front of your face and you know, spread them out over your desk or over the kitchen table, you can see how this all makes sense. It's right in front of us. They want to kill us. They want to kill us, and you look at Bill Gates, who says we have to get to carbon zero. Well, if it moves, if somebody moves, if there's energy involved, that means that you're above zero in terms of carbon. So we can't get to zero. It's impossible to have life and have zero carbon. Impossible. And then he wants to, and you can look this up, that he wants to vaccinate. He says that there's overpopulation, and yet he wants to have vaccinations. How do you have overpopulation and then have more people survive? It's mutually exclusive. So it seems to me that if you look at the vaccinations are an instrument of death. But it looks like the plan, it's absolutely brilliant, because you can blame it on the coronavirus, this thing that we can't see with the naked eye. We can't see it. It's killing people, and it's killing more people. And right now the hospitals are absolutely, positively overwhelmed. So, any comments about the possibility of the vaccination being an instrument of sterilization?
Well, I honestly believe you're right all the way, a big blue. I think the entire thing is a planned decimation of the population. Period. I thought that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. Let me add one more dot. I have read the United States Census Bureau document. Actually, it's a book. It's 48 pages of Tell Us About You. It's called the American Community Survey. And this darn thing, I believe what they're doing is they've already accessed medical records, because the government has access to our medical records. And the American Community Survey gives them the rest of that information. Let me tell you what I mean by that. This one of the questions, and I'll paraphrase some of this. What is the highest level of school this person has completed? Now, this is a 48-page questionnaire. They call it a survey. What is the highest level of school this person has completed? No schooling completed, nursery school, kindergarten, grades 1 through 11. And then there's a box to specify, you know, the highest level, 12th grade, regular high school diploma, GED or alternative credential, some college credit, but less than 1 year of college credit, 1 or more years of college credit, no degree, associate's degree, for example, AA or AS, bachelor's degree, for example, BA, BS, after bachelor's degree, master's degree, MS, MA, master's of engineering, master's of education, master's of social work, MBA, that'd be master's of business administration, professional degree beyond bachelor's degree, for example, MD, DDS, DVM, JD, Juris Doctorate, that'd be lawyer, doctorate degree, PhD. They want to know your level of education. They want to know how much it costs to heat your house. They want to know what kind of fuel you use to heat your house. They want to know, do you speak English at home? And if you do speak English, do you speak it well, very well, not well, or not at all? Oh, yeah. Do you live in an apartment or house? What I'm trying to describe, class, and doctor, I'll tell you when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor. Class, the reason I am sharing this with you is because I really believe that this is part of the overall plan to kill us. And I believe that not everybody in the government understands. The government's compartmentalized. So pieces are understood by different individuals, but very, very, very few have the entire picture. So it goes on to say, it talks about, did this person receive a tax credit or a subsidy based on family income to help them pay the insurance premium? Is the person deaf or does it have a serious hearing difficulty? Is the person blind or have a serious difficulty seeing even when wearing glasses? Because of a physical, mental, or emotional condition, does this person have serious difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions? This is a census class. This is how many people live at this address, right? This is 48 pages of invasion, I believe, to build a dossier to figure out whether you should get medical care or not, or whether you should receive an injection to hurry your demise. Does this person have difficulty dressing or bathing? Does this person have difficulty, serious difficulty, walking or climbing stairs? Does, because of a physical, mental, or emotional condition, does this person have difficulty doing errands alone, such as visiting a doctor's office or shopping? What's the person's marital status? Now married, widowed, divorced, separated, never married? In the past 12 months, did this person get married, widowed, or divorced? How many times has this person been married? In what year did this person last get married? And then it goes on to ask about military service. Has this person ever served active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard? Never. And it goes on. There's multiple choices there. When did this person serve active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces? September 2001 or later? August 1990 to 2001, including the Persian Gulf War? May 1975 to July 1990, Vietnam era? February 1955 through July 1964, the Korean War, July 1950 through January 1955, January 47 through June 1950, World War II, December 1941 through December 1945, November 1941 or earlier. Does this person have VA services connected to a disability? What is the person's service-connected disability rating? 0, 10 to 20%, 30 to 40%, 50 to 60%, 70% or higher. I could go on and on and on. That's only page 15 of 48. Dr. Shealy, does that sound like that could be a file in a database to help people decide whether you get care or not?
It sounds to me like absolute dictatorial control of stuff of which they have no right.
I agree. To me, this is terrifying. And people who have received this have received threats from the government saying that you will... Now, here's the exact verbiage. Quote, "Your response is required by law," end quote.
Did you see the thing from Australia last week about the motor vehicle union revolting
I'm
sorry?
You're talking about the truckers?
Yeah, the truckers.
Yeah.
Refusing to be vaccinated and saying they would stop supplying food.
Yeah.
I wish our truckers were that smart.
Well, okay. Not only that, the bikers, you know, the ones who went to Sturgis, you know, for their annual outing, they went the wrong way. They should have gone east to Washington, D.C. and just rode around for a couple weeks. That's all they had to do. Those lawmakers and those regulators and those people who tell us what to do all the time would be terrorized. Absolutely terrorized. And those motorcycle gangs, well, there were some gangs, but there was individuals, too. Those guys would just ride around, and just their presence would show that our lawmakers ought to back off and go home and undo 99% of all the damage that they've done in the last couple hundred years. Dr. Shealy, I'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Hurricane Ida made landfall Sunday in southern Louisiana as a Category 4 storm, the impact of 150-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge were lessened where major levee renovations were built over the years since Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Edwards on Fox News Sunday night.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well, as are levee systems, even in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish. But when you have a storm that is this strong, the storm is actually stronger than Hurricane Katrina.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The mayor of Jean Lafitte, Louisiana, Tim Kerner Jr., tells WGNO-TV Sunday night, rescue teams were being put together to save more than 150 people believed to be in imminent danger after the tidal surge from Hurricane Ida.
7.5 feet can handle all. So it overtopped 7.5 feet. You know, that was the final dagger. You know, it really turned into a rescue mission, and also that we had to try to save what was left of the town, where these kids go to school and where they get married here, and where so many people live, and they're saving the levee protection. But at the end, the water just won out. We've never in the history of Lafitte, we suffered bad flooding, but we've never seen water like this. It is the worst storm in our history.
Jean Lafitte, Louisiana is a 50-minute drive south of New Orleans. The president is weighing in on the storm. Jeremy Scott reports.
We're ready to surge all the response capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next, and a lot's going to be coming.
Hurricane Ida making landfall in Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, bringing Category 4 storm winds of 150 miles per hour. President Biden calling for those in the area to take it seriously.
This is going to be a devastating hurricane, a life-threatening storm.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Last afternoon, Sheila's with us, and if you'd like to contact his office in Springfield, Missouri, to set up an appointment to communicate with Dr. Shuley via the telephone or via telecommunications or in person, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221, and that's Dr. Shuley's clinic's telephone number. That is not the telephone number to call us this morning if you have a question for Dr. Shuley. That number to call us right here, right now, at USA Prepares is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Kathy is joining us by telephone. Kathy is a USA Prepares instructor. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Good morning. Kathy, I think I'm staying frosted at everything that's going on. I'm dumbfounded at how we got here so quickly, and I'm watching the United States of America going down the drain, and the minority, the elitists, are killing us. They're absolutely killing us. But I know you must have a question on your mind for Dr. Shealy.
I do, and Vince, I also wanted to comment on what you were talking about with the experimental jab. You know, for years and years and years, you never gave pregnant women anything. I mean, you didn't take an aspirin, you didn't drink wine, nothing. Yeah, that's how I felt. Now all of a sudden it's okay to take it. Well, how would they know if they've never, it's not even, you couldn't even give it to a pregnant woman and have the baby delivered and then see there's no long-term studies. But one of the articles I was reading, there's a couple researchers or physicians that were worried about the pregnant woman's baby if they were vaccinated while they were pregnant. I believe they said between the second and third trimester, because that's when the ovaries are developing and they believe it's going to affect the eggs of that baby. They're not going to produce as many eggs of the female baby. So that I wanted to ask you and Dr. Shealy what you thought about that.
I think that's a small part of the whole. The whole thing, in my opinion, is evil damage to the human race, period.
So, Kathy, what you're saying, it sounds like it ties with what I was saying about destroying the reproductive system, making people impotent. Is that's exactly what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I read a couple of different doctors, and it makes perfect sense to me. You know, I believe I told you I was damaged by a couple different vaccines back in the late 70s. But I, fortunately, at that time, I wasn't pregnant or anything, but it was the swine flu, and that I worked at a hospital, and they pressured you just like they're doing now, not to the extent, but at the hospital. It was like, you must take this, you must take it. It was like incessant. So, I just see a repeat performance of what's happened, only on a much larger scale, but I worry about the woman, and I've also heard the increase, there's a lot of increase in miscarriages, too.
Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't know what the answer is, because I don't trust almost any information that comes out from anywhere, but especially if it's controlled by the Federal Death Administration or the Center for Death Control, the two organizations which I consider the most evil of all government organizations.
Kathy, I wanted to send you an email this morning and ask your permission before I said anything about this. But I had mentioned on the air that there is a shortage about concerning tires, rubber products, parts for lubricants, etc., the supplies, the consumables, etc., that are used by tire shops. And I mentioned that I ordered 6 tires for one of my vehicles, and I've only gotten one. And it's getting close to a month now. And you sent me an email. Do you mind mentioning that, or is that something you don't want to talk about that kind of related to what I said?
Sure, go ahead, Ben.
Well, why don't you say it in your words, Kathy? You talked to someone?
Well, I read an article. It was on one of the blogs, and the woman needed 4 tires for her car, and she went to Costco, and they didn't have her size in, and they said they would order them. So she called a week later, and they said, well, we ordered 200, and we got 20 tires in, and we did not get any of your size. And then she didn't have the tires. She had to go elsewhere. And at this time, she couldn't find them. That was all I had read in the blog. She was just letting people know that even Costco is having trouble getting tires.
Mm-hmm. And, Class, you know, even though we have a very, very, very small tire shop, we buy our tires from the same distribution channel that the big companies like Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, you know, Big O, all those companies buy their tires from the same distribution company that we do. So would it be likely that, you know, they would get better service because they buy way more tires? Well, yeah, yeah. But I know for a fact that tires are in short supply. And one of the reasons is because in Asia, they planted fewer rubber trees than they normally do, and they take 5 to 7 years to start producing natural rubber. So tires are made with a combination of natural rubber and synthetic rubber. The Germans developed synthetic rubber during World War II. So it's a problem. It really is a problem getting tires. So if you think you need tires, you might want to buy them and have them on hand, because you'll probably be able to find someone who can mount them. You know, they may charge you $10 or $15 to mount and balance your tires. But sure, wouldn't it be nice to have the tires? And when I buy tires, Class, I will buy 5 or 6. So if I have a vehicle that is an all-wheel drive vehicle, I will buy at least 5 of the same tires, because if one of them gets damaged beyond repair, you know, like shredded on the road with a pothole or a rock goes through it. We have lots of rocks go through tires here, believe it or not. It's like arrows. You know, like the rocks on our road are like arrowheads, and they're all pointing with the pointy side up. And so tires get destroyed beyond repair. So if one of those gets destroyed and you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, you have to have all the tires be the same size and about the same amount of tread wear within 2/32 of an inch, or you'll damage the transfer case, meaning the drivetrain. So what I do is I buy 5 or 6 tires of the same kind, I put them in rotation. So I use them all, and if one of them gets destroyed, well, I at least have 4 left, maybe 5 left, depending on whether I bought 5 or 6 tires. So just a thought. But that was another exclamation point that Kathy put on what I said last week or the week before about tires being in short supply. Kathy, are there any other questions or comments that you have?
Yes, I have a couple for Dr. Shealy. If someone gets a hernia, can you do anything about it without surgery? I'm sure it probably depends on the degree.
Well,
and
yes.
Also, oh, go ahead, Dr. Shealy.
Well, way back in the dark ages, before modern times, so-called, there was something called pessary. If it's an inguinal hernia, which is the most common, it's like a pair of jockey shorts with pads that press against the hernia and keep it from coming out. A little bit cumbersome for urinating, but it does work. Pessary, look it up. You'll find lots of information on pessary. They're still available.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, they used to advertise those in Popular Mechanics. They were advertised everywhere, you know, back in the 1950s and the 1960s.
Yeah, that's what I meant by the dark ages.
Yeah.
Actually, those were the light ages compared to today.
And so if someone tries that, Dr. Shealy, how long does it take for the body to heal itself with the assistance of that pressure on the hernia?
Well, it may or may not heal. You may have to wear it forever. But if you do it early on, it probably would heal within 6 months.
Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Is there a point at which you would not, which you would know, like especially with that type of hernia, if there's already like severe like swelling or bulging, is that too late with that?
I think it depends on the size of it. You know, can it be totally compressed safely? If can't, well, why not?
Then you have
Dr.
to
Shealy,
do surgery, I would assume, right?
Sorry?
Then you would have to do surgery if it's too large or it can't be compressed?
Exactly.
Okay.
Is there, Dr. Shuley, is there any risk if a person has a hernia and tries this device? Is there any risk, you know, going for a couple of weeks using the device to see if it helps? And if it doesn't help, then going for surgery.
As long as it's comfortable, as long as it seems to be totally reduced, I think it's probably safe. But it causes pain, and it suggests that you're cramping the intestine.
Okay.
Is there a protocol, a medical protocol, diet protocol, you know, what you should eat, what you should not eat, vitamins, minerals, supplements, etc., to speed the repair should one try this device, or should one go for surgery and want to speed the repair in terms of vitamins, minerals, supplements, etc.? Do you have a protocol?
Well, I don't know any diet other than a good diet, period. In other words, remember, the average American, that is 90, slightly above 97.5% of Americans, are sloppy in their eating habits. They don't eat. Only 2.5% of Americans have all the normal health habits, period. And the average American gets only 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day instead of the 8 or 10 they need. So, you know, you just take your choice. Either you get good health habits or you're going to die or have surgery or both.
What about nuts, Dr. Shuley? Nuts and seeds. If someone has a hernia, nuts and seeds. So, for example, should you avoid eating nuts and eating whole tomatoes that have, you know, seeds that you don't crush every one of the seeds with your teeth? Is there a concern?
I wouldn't worry about tomatoes. No.
Okay. How about little chunks of nuts that, you know, don't get ground in the peanut?
I be a little more careful with nuts. If you chew them really well, I think it'd be okay.
Kathy, would you like to hold through and ask the rest of your questions?
Please, Mr. Ben.
Yeah, that'd be great. Ken in Florida, I've got you on the call screen. You're up after Kathy. Thank you all for waiting. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Sheila is with us. Kathy's called in from Ohio, and Ken is on hold. Kathy, back to you.
Dr. Shealy, the other question I have is there any way to prevent a hernia? Obviously not, I know, not like straining and doing something like that, but sometimes I've heard that they sort of run in families. I don't know if that's true or not. And if you do have to have the surgery, what about like the, what would you recommend for recovery?
Well, first of all, there are huge genetic interreactions, if you will. In other words, if you've got a family of more than one person who's got a hernia, it does mean there's a genetic predisposition. If something's wrong with your connective tissue, it just isn't strong enough. Now, I don't know other than eating a good diet and a proper exercise program, anything to prevent them.
Okay. And then if you have the surgery...
Find a surgeon who will use it with your own muscle instead of the stupid mesh that they use. Probably 90% of surgeons use some kind of artificial mesh, which can cause more scarring and much, much, much more difficult to repair for the second or third time if needed. But you can take muscle from other places and use it, and I would find that kind of surgeon.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Dr. Shealy. That's all I have then.
One last comment, Kathy. There have been recalls of the mesh, because the mesh has deteriorated inside the body. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy, but the mesh is put in there, and then the muscle weaves itself through and around the mesh, and it becomes part of the mesh. And then they're saying, well, you know, we've got a recall on this mesh. How do you get that out without cutting all the muscle and the mesh with it?
You don't. It's a major danger.
Yeah. So, Kathy, be really, really careful if if you know someone who is going to undergo this. And I think what Dr. Shuley said makes the most sense of anything I've ever heard regarding hernia surgery, and that's using your own muscle. And frankly, I heard it first right here, right now. I've never heard it before, but it makes absolute perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I've never heard it before either, Vince, but boy, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can find and, on the internet, there's a place that advertises as a surgery place that it does use muscle.
And, class, you've heard me say this before. You know why the other broadcasts don't talk about the things that we do? Because they can't. And there's just one perfect example of it. You just heard Dr. Shuley say something that I'll bet you 99.99999% of us have never heard before. Thank you, Dr. Shuley. Kathy, anything else?
No. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Dr. Okay. Shuley.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Kathy. And let's see. Ken, thank you so much for patiently waiting.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ken.
Hey, I've got three family members that have come down with the so-called virus. My sister's still in the hospital. She's been in her 30 days, and she's back in ICU. They won't let no one in to see her or take her or anything. My brother-in-law, he was in the hospital for a week, and he's at home on oxygen because he had blood clots in his lungs. And they gave him blood thinners from in his belly from one side to the other. He's one big bruise. Is there anything he can put on that his stomach for the bruising?
Actually, I don't know any local product that would help resolve bruising. Vitamin K2, of course, helps prevent bruising. And if they haven't maybe stopped the excess blood clotting, you might be of some help. My number one recommendation to people who wish to avoid the bug is if they feel the slightest tinge as if a virus is coming on, take 150,000 units of vitamin D3 3 days in a row, preferably with at least 8 of our youth formula and 4 of our essentials for 3 days as well. I think you can prevent the virus adequately if you take adequate D3, vitamin C, and B-complex.
Well, I take all that and plus some, and I've been over to their house, and I've been cutting the grass for them for the past 3 weeks because she's still in the hospital, and he's at home recovering on an oxygen machine. He can only go as far as his oxygen let him go.
Ken, I know you've been holding for a long time to get on the air with Dr. Shuley. Would you mind holding through the break at the top of the hour? The reason is I want to make absolutely certain that you fully understand the protocol that Dr. Shuley recommended if you feel the bug coming on or the virus coming on, what you should do. And is that okay with you, or do you have to go?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll hold.
I'd like to make, and if you have any other questions, feel free to bring them up. But we'll discuss in detail the protocol that Dr. Shuley just talked about. All right, we'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.